You are listening to Free Radio Olympia on 91.3 FM, and we have an interview with Dylan, who is a supporter of Jeffrey Free Lures, who is currently serving out a 23-year sentence in the Oregon State Penitentiary.
8 months for pretty much convicted on all 11 of 13 charges. So since then, he's been very active, writing a ton and rallying for his own support. And, you know, he has his own website that I mentioned before, and there's going to be an International Day of Solidarity and Action with Jeff this June 12th.
Can you talk about this this Day of Action?
Sure. Well, it's sort of Jeff's support network is very decentralized. There isn't like a central body. There's a bunch of different groups that work with him. There's Break the Chains in Eugene, Oregon. There's Friends of Free, which kind of maintains a web presence. There's people in Portland. There's actually a lot of internationals that work with Jeff as well. So the idea for this day is not like your typical International Day of Action, where there's like this central body that sends out, you know, what they want people to do. But it's more trusting that Free supporters can think for themselves and have their own autonomy to take action in whatever way they seem fit. So we put out some ideas, film screenings, protests at SUV dealerships, weed pasting campaigns, public outreach, letter writing, benefit shows, direct action. But the important thing that we're trying to stress for June 12th is basically just considering, you know, before doing anything, whether or not the action will actually help Jeff's situation, whether it will cast him in a positive light. I think that, you know, so there is no central body, but we did write a call and release that, and it's on our website at freefreenow.org. And people can participate however they see fit. There is going to be a very large event in Eugene, Oregon, probably encompassing like a music show. Speakers. I think that former political prisoner Ramona Africa from the MOVE organization is going to be the keynote speaker. Jeff's parents are going to be there speaking as well, and there'll be, you know, a lot of different events going on. I think there'll be a daytime event and a nighttime event there. And so people, if they're interested in that, they can get in touch with Break the Chains, and their email is breakthechains02@yahoo.com, and I'm sure they're looking for help there with that event.
Can you explain why Free got such a harsh sentence, 23 years, for not endangering any human life or life, any kind of life, destroying, earth-killing automobiles? Like, can you explain, like, the political nature of his sentence?
Sure. Well, I think the backdrop to Free's sentence is basically, you know, the last 20 years has seen like a tremendous amount of activity by the Earth Liberation Front, the Animal Liberation Front, as well as a lot of unnamed groups that have, attacked earth-destroying, you know, industries, whether it's logging or mining, biotechnology. And especially in the Northwest, there's been just a flurry of activities since, you know, the early 80s. But that sort of sets the stage for, you know, the law enforcement agencies, the FBI, the Joint Terrorism Task Force, the local police departments, looking kind of buffoonish in a way before not being able to really prosecute anyone. So although Free's action was not claimed by the Earth Liberation Front, and although he stringently denied any involvement with the Earth Liberation Front, the prosecutors and the DA, as well as a lot of the different property rights groups like Stop Eco Violence or Center for the Defense of Free Enterprise, they've just seized on this opportunity to, and kind of use Jeff as a trophy, really, because there's been, you know, some say over 600 actions, but hardly anyone's actually been caught for these actions. And even though Jeff's action, you know, caused $40,000 in damage, and the cars were later resold, they kind of treated it like, you know, most certainly like a deterrent, basically sending Jeff to jail for 22 years is supposed to, you know, destroy all sort of resistance on that level. And I think that what they don't understand is that, you know, not only did Jeff have nothing to, you know, do with the Earth Liberation Front, but in reality, you know, the movement is kind of diffuse and diverse, and you know, throwing someone in jail for a long time is not going to stop people's impetus for taking direct action. It's not going to stop prisoner support and you know, recognition of political prisoners in the U.S. It is particularly gross that in Oregon State, you know, the typical sentence for rape or murder is anywhere from 3 to 6 years, while, you know, someone destroys 3 SUVs and gets 22 years. Since Jeff's been sent to jail, there's been a number of different cases that have been, you know, really just really disturbing and like showing the discrepancy of the sentencing. In September of 2003, a Eugene man was given 18 years for aiding a teen in sexual acts. This was actually, he was given 18 years, but it was by the same judge that sentenced Jeff, Judge Lyle Valore, which, you know, was obviously pretty ridiculous. And there's been a number of different cases of different, you know, arsons or sort of property destruction by people that are, you know, quote-unquote non-political that get, you know, something like 18 months or 2 years or 3 years. But the reason Jeff was sent away is basically to act as a deterrent to other activists, as well as just, you know, send one person to jail for a really long time and just kind of get him out of the movement in a way.
How has that affected movements in Eugene?
I don't live in Eugene.
Yeah.
But I mean, obviously, I think the movement there is quite energized as far as, like, their, you know, ability to participate in forest defense campaigns and prisoner support issues. So I don't think it's really affected people in that way. But I can't speak for them.
So Free is trying to work on an appeal right now. Can you talk about that?
Sure. You know, obviously with a sentence like 22 years and with a lot of the, like, questions, the questions with in the way, basically with some of the issues that Free was sentenced, there's a lot of room for, like, appeal. So January 2002 was when the appeal was actually filed. And then the state took about a year in responding to that appeal, and they released this 64-page response in which, you know, they call Jeff a terrorist a few times. They continually refer to the incendiary device that he used as a bomb, which is obviously a misnomer. And then in March of this year, Jeff's lawyer filed what's called a reply brief, which is this short 15-page document kind of arguing with some of the cases, some of the points that the state brought up in their response. So right now, all the paperwork is done for his primary appeal, and it's going to go into oral arguments in either late April or May of this year. This is obviously the first appeal, and I think that there's a lot of different levels that this case could be appealed on. But this one is definitely going to be moving forward before the summer.
And how can people help out with this appeal process? Is there anything that we can do?
Well, I mean, this appeal is pretty much set to go into court. One of the main ways that people can help out is by donations. The appeals are really, really expensive. And there's going to be a few more other than this primary appeal. So if there's people out there that do have access to money or, you know, donations, they can make a check or a money order out to Free's Defense Network and send it to P.O. Box 3, Eugene, Oregon, 97440. Also, on the website, there is a Make a Donation link that you can go to. If you go to freefreenow.org, there's a button at the top of the page, and you can do, like, an online transaction. That goes all towards his legal defense. That's one of the main ways that people can help. Some of the other ways that people can help is by keeping his case very much in the public eye, and that's where June 12th plays into it. I just want to go back to June 12th for a second. Something I left out before was that this is shaping up to be a really, really awesome event. Right now, some of the tentative cities that we have, well, the definite cities right now are Eugene, Lawrence, Kansas, San Francisco, Des Moines, Iowa, West Virginia. I'm not sure what city in West Virginia, and Los Angeles. There's also events planned for Bradford and Leeds, England, Edinburgh, Scotland, Lisbon, Portugal, and there's potential events in Florida, North Carolina, Portland, Seattle, Oakland, Maine, Italy, and Moscow.
Wow.
So one of the main things that these events will do is there's not going to be an event that's going to, like, free per se. But these events basically will contribute to, you know, the work that Free is already doing, as well as the work that a lot of his supporters are doing. And I can tell you a little bit about that. That's cool.
Yeah.
One of the main campaigns that we're working on right now is this sign-on letter of support for Free. It's basically this very objective letter that states, you know, details about Jeff's case and appeal and the, sort of the injustices that are raised in a case like Jeff's. And it basically encourages people to sign and sign the letter. And so some of the people that have signed so far are like Mumia Abu-Jamal, Howard Zinn. There's a lot of authors. There's a lot of environmentalists. There's a lot of other people. And we're encouraging anyone that feels strongly about this case to sign on to this letter. They can find the letter on the website again, which is freefreenow.org. And the letter is basically going to be used as, like, it's going to be included with a cover letter that is going to go to the United Nations as well as Amnesty International, seeking political prisoner status for Jeff. And so that'll probably commence in the summer. Right now it has about 200 signers, but we're looking to, you know, obviously get more. So that's one way that people can plug in. And we're asking the people, you know, check out the letter. If they agree with it, email us their name, if they have an occupation or group affiliation, as well as the city and state. And we're also taking, you know, signatures from groups as well, if groups want to endorse it. some of Jeff's supporters in Eugene, the group Break the Chains, got the Eugene Human Rights Commission last year to release this letter supporting Jeff's appeal and kind of calling into question the fact that his sentence is, you know, very disproportional compared to, you know, the sentences of people, you know, who are convicted of rape or murder or robbery, arson, you know, or whatever, not arson. But so that was a really big plus because it kind of represented, you know, this quasi-governmental agency. It's an advisory body, but nonetheless, the letter, you know, was released publicly. It was covered in all the newspapers, and it looked kind of silly for the Eugene, you know, law enforcement community to prosecute Jeff's case as harsh as they did when the Human Rights Commission is basically saying, wait, there's problems with this. So the sign-on letter and sort of a lot of the work we're doing will lead to stuff like Amnesty International perhaps taking Jeff's case up as like a, you know, as a campaign even.
Can you talk about Jeff's spirit while in jail, being incarcerated, how he's continuing on with positive work?
The thing with Free is that, you know, his name, his nickname, Free, kind of says it all. You know, I mean, he was 21 when he got sentenced. You know, he got sentenced to a period of time longer than the time that he's actually been on Earth at that time, and that's pretty intense. And I think his spirit has been completely unbroken, and he's an incredibly strong individual, and it's what allowed him not only to just, you know, to get by on a day-to-day level, which is hard enough, but to, you know, maintain his, like, political activity. You know, a lot of the work that we do is basically, you know, from Jeff. It's his ideas, it's his, you know, energy that keeps us going. I mean, you know, it's kind of hard to work on a campaign like this in some ways because it doesn't seem like there's an end in sight, and you kind of, you know, you look to the future and you're like, wow, that's like 19 years away. Like, where am I going to be in 19 years? But, you know, Jeff is sort of like, you know, he's fighting and he's fighting really hard. And so we're doing the best we can to basically help facilitate what he wants done. So it's not this, you know, idea of prison of support in which we're doing like charity for someone, but it's much more mutualistic. But he's been incredibly active. I mean, he's gotten a lot of articles published in papers like Clamor, the Earth First Journal, the Sun. He got an editorial or an op-ed printed in the Oregonian in 2002 in response to an editorial by the Oregonian about eco-terrorism. And they were actually describing direct action. And he was calling into question the whole terminology of eco-terror and how it should be really applied to, you know, companies like Weyerhaeuser or you know, Potlatch or whatever. But if you want to read some of what Jeff's written, I really recommend going to the website. There's a writing section, and there's also dispatches. And the dispatches were started as a result of Jeff getting so much mail that he was unable to really respond to people in a way that he felt was, you know, worthy of, you know, their support, so to speak. So he started doing these monthly dispatches. And I would like to actually read the last one, if that's okay.
Please do.
It kind of touches on a bunch of different issues.
Go for it.
Okay, hold on one second. Okay, this is from, this is dispatch from Jeff Lures, March 15, 2004. I just started this dispatch about an hour ago, but it turned into an article I very much needed to write, so now I'm done with that, so I'll write this. Those of you who have been keeping up with these things know that I've dedicated this year of my life to writing and working towards real change. Along those lines, I've teamed up with a friend and fellow political prisoner, Rob Saxon, to put together a zine focusing on creating change. I anticipate this being a lengthy process and likely not available until the end of the year. In the meantime, I will also keep writing other pieces to keep the flow going. We got to keep piling on the pressure and keep the ideas flowing until we can build an alternative. I do have a legal update to share. The last paperwork has been filed in my appeal. I should have oral arguments in April or May. Afterwards, the court may take as long as it needs to render a decision. My attorney has done a great job, oftentimes taking my own arguments and rewording them in legalese. Even though we've had our disagreements, I can say that I'm encouraged by all the work he has done. Still, I'm all too aware of the way that the system works, and I believe that it is quite likely that the court will affirm without opinion my conviction and sentence. With a case as politically charged as mine, it is probable that the appeals court will pass the burden of deciding to the state Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is the last line of my direct appeal. After that, I have ways to challenge the sentence and conviction, but each attempt is increasingly unlikely. I am prepared for the outcome should it happen, and I have plans should my appeals fail to continue to challenge. I have plans should my appeals fail to continue to challenge the state both in and out of the courtroom. If this ends up being the case, I hope that I can count on your continued support. You can help me most now by downloading a copy of my statement of support and gathering as many signatures as you can and mailing them to my post office box no later than June 1st. These signatures will be part of a package to the UN petition for recognition as a political prisoner. Thanks for taking the time to read what I write, and thank you again for your support. So that's one of the dispatches that Free sends out once a month. If you're interested in getting these dispatches or periodic updates from, you know, Jeff's campaign, you can log on to our website. Again, it's freefreenow.org. And if you look on the left side, there's a little text box that says subscribe to listserv. If you just put your name in there and press return, you'll get subscribed to the Free Jeff Lures listserv, and you'll be able to, you know, kind of plug into some of the organizing that's going on.
So, for you personally, what got you involved in Jeff's case?
I lived in Eugene at one point, and I knew Jeff before he was imprisoned. I knew him from, because he used to do Food Not Bombs, he did self-defense training, and I kind of just knew him from around the neighborhood. I thought he was a really nice guy. But it's not really necessarily about, you know, supporting prisoners based on whether they're nice or not. It's more of, I think, about solidarity. And I think that is really important. You know, the often quoted statement is, you know, a movement that doesn't support its political prisoners is a sham movement. It's a quote made by Ojere Lutalo, who's a political prisoner in New Jersey. But I think it's really true. I think that if you don't support your prisoners, and you know, it's, you really don't have too much to speak of. You know, we can't just go around cheerleading actions and encouraging people and going ourselves to these mobilizations, you know, the trade summits, the Democratic and Republican conventions, and then not being there when the chips fall, you know, because the bottom line is there's always going to be people getting caught. It's not ever going to be this situation where people don't get caught. So, you know, I see prisoner support as sort of the other side of, like, the cheerleading, so to speak, the other side of the advocacy for direct action or the, you know, the press work, stuff like that. So, but yeah, it's really easy for me to do this because I think Free, you know, is a really incredible person. I think he's really strong and he's an inspiration. But, you know, he's human. He's just like every one of us. And there's a lot of people right now languishing in prison, and not just political prisoners, but, you know, there's a lot of people in prison that are just, you know, not getting the support that they need, people that are connected to, you know, social and environmental movements. And I think it's sad. You know, I think we do really have to start, like, looking at our movement and being like, whoa, like, are we not supporting people? Are we just, like, kind of supporting the action itself, but then, you know, when shit goes down, we're just not there to be found? So I think in the Northwest in particular, that question is really important because of the fact that the people, you know, like, I'm sure most of you know about Trey Arrow, the activist in the Northwest in Portland, that was recently arrested in Canada.
Yeah.
And he's facing extradition. He's facing really intense charges based on snitches' testimony. So he'll, you know, quite likely be, you know, getting extradited to Portland soon in the next 6 months. And so I think it's really important. People in Portland and people in Victoria have been really quick about organizing support. But he's on hunger strike right now, so I think that it's really important that people pick up a phone or a fax or an email or something and call, you know, the Victoria jail and, you know, get him out of solitary. I think that's really, really important, kind of pressing issue.
And we're going to have somebody talk about Trey Arrow tomorrow night at 7:30.
That's great.
And I was wondering, like, for our listeners here in Olympia, and we also have listeners over the internet that could be anywhere in the world, how can we what can we do?
There's a number of things that people can do. I mean, obviously, I mentioned about June 12th. There's a lot of different ways that people can plug in to June 12th, and it doesn't have to be a protest. It doesn't have to be, you know, going out and you know, weed pasting onto SUVs or whatever. It could be like a benefit. It could be film screening. You know, there's obviously a lot of costs associated with this sort of work, and like I said, Jeff's appeals are quite expensive, as well as making sure that he has what he needs to get by on a day-to-day level. So, you know, hosting a film screening in your town, you know, whether it's, you know, the middle of the country or international, is a really important thing. If people want to get a copy of the Australian documentary that was done on Free 2 years ago, it's called Green with a Vengeance, they should definitely email us. The email is freefreenow@mutualaid.org. And we are going to be duplicating tapes soon, and we'll be able to send you a copy that you can, you know, then show, have like a benefit. And as well, we can also send you some flyers and some information about Jeff that maybe you won't find on the site. Another thing people can do, sign the letter of support. That's really important. If people have money, they can donate, and you can, you know, go to the site to find out how. There's a online donation. You can send it in the mail as well. There's the very urgent thing of sending letters to local papers, in particular in the Northwest. I think that, you know, the Eugene Weekly, Register Guard, the Portland Mercury, the Willamette Week, you know, all those like sort of free papers and like the main paper in like, you know, Portland and Eugene, it's really urgent to send letters. And I think sending letters about Free's case and tying it into local events, like for instance, some basketball player gets, you know, a year for, you know, raping somebody, or some, like a lot of these horrible cases that have come up where, you know, the injustice is quite obvious when you compare it to, you know, the very large sentence imposed on Jeff. Obviously, some people have written to the governor of Oregon. You know, they're not getting much of a response on that. He's sort of like, you know, oh, I can't do anything. That's a legislative issue. You know, there's that. Forming a local support group and working directly with Jeff is another option. Right now, there's people, you know, all over the world that kind of interact with Jeff through the mail and phones, and, you know, they do different things. There's crew in San Francisco and New York and Portland and Eugene and Finland and Ireland, and, you know, So there's a lot of, like, sort of local collectives that sort of do their own work. And let me see, what else? Hold on. Like I said, signing up to the listserv is a good thing. Having the benefits. We need help sometimes with the website. People could definitely email us about that. But that's about it, I'd say.
So the organizing for Free is decentralized, like you said. And
yeah.
So people can kind of take their own initiative wherever they are and do what they feel will benefit Free.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a fine line, because on one hand it's decentralized. On the other hand, people, you know, shouldn't be speaking on behalf of him, you know, and that obviously happens when you have a case that's, like, in the news like this. People can sometimes feel like, you know, oh, I met that guy, I'll do this event and speak on behalf of him, you know, but that's not, you know, really appropriate. I think that if people want to work really closely with Free, they should write him, and his address is on the site. It's probably better if you just check the site, because it's a long address. But, you know, as for June 12th, you know, there's the Eugene event that's, you know, totally being planned, and it's because, you know, Eugene's in a very sensitive area regarding Free's appeal, and, you know, it's best that the event be, like, a public outreach event. But, yeah, you know, I mean, definitely for June 12th, autonomous actions are really good, and you don't have to check in with the local committee or Free, per se. I think it would be even better if you don't check in with Free about those particular events.
Yeah. I have the website up right now, and it's Jeffrey Lures. So get your pen and paper ready. Number 13797671 OSP 2605 State Street, Salem, Oregon 97310.
One important thing to consider in that is, you know, you have to address the letters to Jeffrey Lures. If you address them to Free, they'll never get there because the jail will just look for any reason to reject his mail. And that kind of brings up an issue of, you know, Free is sort of, you know, he's sort of a famous, so to speak, political prisoner in the sense of, like, you know, the people that he's in jail with obviously know that he's in there for burning SUVs, you know, and he gets a lot of attention, he gets a lot of mail. And some of the, you know, what we've done with the listserv, we've tried to create sort of an emergency response network that if Jeff is sent to the hole, that we'll be able to respond really fast. Last summer, Jeff was sent to the hole, and it was based on a letter that he sent to the Earth First Journal. And within, you know, a day or two, we were basically having, you know, people sending faxes and phone calls and emails to the Oregon Department of Corrections and just really urging them to, you know, get him out of the hole. Eventually, through sort of legal action, Jeff was released and given his good time and his money back and all that. So that was a real victory. And out of that, because of that situation, and because it was around the third anniversary of his incarceration, you know, Free was featured on Democracy Now!, which was a very popular show. We get a lot of requests for that recording, and we're going to be making that available as well on CD this summer for a fundraiser. So if you're interested, you can either go to the Democracy Now! Website and hear it in a real audio file, or you can email us and we'll send you a CD for a few bucks, sort of to benefit his legal defense.
Awesome.
Great.
Any other things you want to wrap up with?
No, that's about it. I just want to say again, you know, there's a lot of groups involved with Jeff's support, and a lot of them are really, really good. They do a lot of great work. One group I want to plug in particular is Break the Chains. That's a local prisoner support collective in Eugene. Their website is www.breakthechains.net. They do a lot of work for prisoners. They do in Coffee Creek facility in Oregon. They do work with Free and a number of other political prisoners. They had a very, very well attended and excellent conference last summer on political prisoners, and it turned out really well. They're going to be basically spearheading the Eugene event. So if you're interested in the Eugene event, you want to go down to Eugene, I would say contact them at breakthechains02@yahoo.com. If you're interested in setting up an event and maybe you need some help or you need some ideas, you feel free to email me at freefreenow@mutualaid.org. And if you forget all that, just remember freefreenow.org. It's pretty easy to remember. And check in. The website's updated weekly. You can find out, you know, see photos, artwork. Jeff does a ton of artwork. And hopefully this summer some of that will be for sale to fund his appeal as well.
Great. Well, thanks, Dylan, for informing us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
All right. Well, and tune in tomorrow for at 7:30 for a talk about Trey Arrow, who is incarcerated right now in British Columbia, Canada, for supposedly stealing bowl cutters, among other things. So, stay tuned. Thanks again, Dylan.
Hey, is this archived anywhere?
Yes, we recorded it.
Oh, you did? How could I get a copy?
Hopefully we'll make it available on radioforall.net, and that's with the number 4 in the middle. So it's
that's great. How do you upload it?
Uh-huh.
And what would you record it and upload it, like, when do you think?
We could have it on there tonight.
Oh, wow, okay, yeah. I wasn't sure. So I'm on that site right now. Will it just be in the big list?
Yeah, it should be towards the top.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Wait, I'm looking right here. Can't find it yet.
Well, it's not there yet.
Oh, okay, I thought there was like a... Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So you record it and then you put it online, and then what is it, what kind of, like, file format is it?
It'd be an MP3.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Oh, man, that's excellent. We could put that on a CD with Democracy Now! Stuff.
Great.
Yeah, thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
All right, take care.
All right.
Bye.
So that was Dylan with the Free Free Now Network support Jeffrey Lures, incarcerated for 23 years. Hopefully it won't be that long. And you're listening to Free Radio Olympia.
Them style left all of you, the major port of school. Sin, Jano Star, better you go on a school and learn the golden rule. Sin, me is a woman with so damn versatile. Chat all my lyrics in all kind of style. Other people just attack home me wicked and wild. But I true me did born as a God bless child. Me say intelligence, me just so love intelligence. Intelligence, me just so love intelligence. Intelligence, me just love intelligence, Lord. Intelligence, me just so love intelligence. When me used to go to school, me never absent. They take the attendance, me make sure present. Me say, inna the lab enough experiment. Inna the gym enough excitement. Me study trigonometry, me find the tangent. Study algebra, me finding coefficient. Study English just to speak diligent.